Subject, love, lust. Morning, Shirley and Steve. I've had a rough year. I fell in love with someone, and she turned out to be a bigger player than Tommy. Oh, you made the strawberry letter.
I get in your letter, man.
You made the strawberry letter, Tommy. I really liked her since high school. After so many years, I thought I could have something with her. Come to find out, she has two boyfriends. I have done so much for this woman. I've always said it could be something, but it never happened. I gave my heart to this woman, but I slowly found out it was not in return. So she let me do for her, but never for me. She never said she had feelings for me. Now, after everything that happened, I have stopped seeing her. She will still text or call wanting me to do stuff for her. What do I do? I want to think she's going to come around and see I'm a good man. I do more for her than any other man. At the time, she has been the closest thing to a girlfriend I have had. I miss her, but don't want to be used again. What do I do?
That's it?
Well, yeah, that's it. It's from a man. You know it's going to be short and sweet. You know, they don't go into too much detail.
It's
you know
short,
that.
But it ain't sweet.
You have to stop the using. That's what you have to do. You have to stop that. You know clearly now what this girl is all about. You said it. She's a bigger player than Tommy. If that's even possible. We don't even know if that's possible.
Shirley, don't bring me in this.
He brought you in already. It's okay to like someone, but it's a whole different situation when you allow yourself to be used and taken advantage of, like you have. I'm telling you the same thing I would tell a woman who wrote this letter. You can't allow them to treat you this way, and you're hanging around to think she might change. She is who she is. She is who she is. So to me, the best thing for you to do would be to find someone who will not use you and will like you for who you are. All right? That's basically it. It's kind of simple. Cheryl? No, not you yet, Tommy. I know you're chomping.
Well, first of all, I told him, don't write this letter.
Oh, this about you?
Right. I told him, do not write this letter because his whole fixation on me was a figment of his imagination. I never said I was his girlfriend. He the one said he wanted to do stuff for me. I said, look, I need screen put up. You know, I feel a little breeze coming underneath my door. Can you put something in there? You the one said you want to do all that stuff. And now you done caught the vapors and everything. I didn't tell you to do none of that. And then you got the nerve. I did text and call you because I didn't want to talk to you. See, I was trying to leave voicemail messages because my voice seemed to do something to you. And then when you said, I'm the closest thing to a girl, I said, who are you talking to? Why you throw that slur at me? I ain't your girlfriend, you know? And then you say, I got two other boyfriends. No, I have somebody that I'm working on. And I thought we was cool. I thought I was your boy. You know, you don't want to talk about, let me buy you a drink.
Your boy? Wait.
Yeah, I thought we were just kicking it. That, look, he said, let's go to Applebee's. I said, cool. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm treating. That's you putting out all your money. Come on, ladies. If a man going to put all his money, I didn't ask you for nothing. You gave willingly, and then you made me your girlfriend by doing this over and over and over again. So don't be mad at me now that you done wrote this down and figured it out in yourself. You should have figured it out a long time ago.
Y'all never agreed that y'all was dating.
No, and I ain't never touched this person like that. And I told him, don't write this letter because they said they're going to bring it out in the public. I said, don't write that. I said, don't mess up my good Steve Harvey job. And I said, no.
Okay, but you working on the other man?
Well, I already got somebody in the chamber. You know, you always got to have one in the chamber, you know, a rainy day thing or something like that. But this one right here, I don't even like him like that. He the one that caught the vapors. I'm serious. I told him, don't write. Wait until after the show. I'm going to get his ass.
So he don't have a chance at all.
Well, I ain't saying
that.
He
doesn't do what she tells him to do.
Right. He a sucker. He need to get a spine. You know, I can't be dealing with nobody, you know, Larry Lumpton. I need a real man. I need a man when he stand up, I sit down. But this ain't it. He writing letters.
After
a real man gonna write no
letters. Told him. All right, wow. Nephew.
You want me to start with this?
You can start now and finish.
Okay, I don't think y'all really see what the problem is.
We missed it.
If you break down and look through everything that's going on in this letter, you don't really see what his problem is.
What is that? He's being used by someone that he likes.
Right.
She doesn't like him.
Okay.
Yeah, she's using him. He wants to stop being used.
Okay. You want?
He has to stop that.
Okay. Okay. So you want to know what it is?
What is it?
He ugly.
He's ugly?
He is ugly, and ain't nobody told him he ugly, and the girl he trying to get won't tell him he ugly. He has not gotten a memo that he's ugly. She ain't text him when they text him that he is ugly.
He don't have no mirrors in the house? What?
The mirrors don't indicate ugliness to him.
So they not Skyping? They not Skyping?
No, they definitely not Skyping. But the man is ugly, and ain't nobody had the time to stop it. Have you ever realized, nobody tell an ugly person that they ugly? Have you noticed that? They don't ever get the word, and they go on through life thinking that they just as normal as everybody else.
So that's the problem in the letter.
This is the problem.
That we miss.
You ugly and don't know it, but you spending money. People that ugly people spend money.
Sure do. He got a nice personality.
I done had some girls. I had no business being with them because I just didn't equal up to how beautiful they were.
Out of your league.
Yeah, way out of my league. Mm-hmm. But they spent all my money. Look how much money of mine you done spent, Shirley.
Anyway.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.